Next item on the agenda is enforcement action. Commission review of information indicating possible violation of Chapter 12, 28.2, the Code of Virginia, specifically unauthorized dredging undertaken by Mr. John Alvey at or near his property situated along Neebsco Creek in Prince William County. Mr. Bacon?
Yes, sir. Again, I think you mentioned this is the enforcement action of the narrative would be that Mr. Alley's property and the site of alleged dredging violation is less than a half mile from the confluence of the Neabsco Creek and the Potomac River. And I'll show you a little over here. Basically, here is the Potomac, here's Neabsco Creek, and right here is the site right here. It's a railroad bridge that goes over the top of it. This is the site itself. While the site is best described as being commercial industrial in nature, it lies just down river with several marinas and residential neighborhoods. The property is owned B1 business and has been used as a marina in the past. This is not the first time that Mr. Alvey and the commission have been involved in a dispute over unpermitted dredging activities. In 2005, the commission sent Mr. Alvey a letter stating that he needed to stop all dredging intentional or proposed until he had a permit to do so. So on April 22, 2005, the commission sent Mr. Alvey a formal letter directing him to cease all dredging activities on his property until any further dredging absence of required permits would constitute a violation of Chapter 12, Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia would necessitate BMRC enforcement action. Okay. On August 21, 2008, staff received an email from the Department of DEQ about dredging activities that were occurring on Mr. Alvey's property at 16127 Neabsco Road along Neabsco Creek in Prince William County. DEQ's contact was precipitated by their receipt of an anonymous complaint with the pictures that showed Mr. Alvey dredging at his property. Okay, on August 25, 2008, commission staff contacted Prince William County's wetland staff personnel and asked if they would go out to the site to investigate what was going on out there. The Prince William staff was asked to leave the property, but he went next door from the marine and took the pictures from there. Based on the foregoing commission staff in conjunction with the marine police visited the staff and by boat on August 27, 2008, random soundings were taken in the vicinity of the reported dredging showed several areas where the depth of the water was much deeper than the surrounding area. Mr. Alvey was not at the site at the time of this investigation. While on site, we observed and documented a moderate amount of wet dredge material onshore as well as on the barge and was apparently used as a platform of the dredging equipment. Commission staff was able to speak with a nearby resident who provided us with the pictures, and the pictures were taken on August 15th, 17th, and 21st of this year and stated that Mr. Alvey was doing this type of work at the evening on the weekends. I'm going to go over some pictures right now. These are the pictures that were taken on the 15th, 17th, and 21st. Okay, this is a floating barge, basically, where Mr. Alvey stays out there. And on this side of it is where you're going to see the dredging took place. You want to go back one more to show you here. This is basically where he was dredging on this side, bank, going back this way. This is the area that he was dredging. Here shows Mr. Alvey himself. And the barge again, and this shows them at work out there, and this was taken by, like I said, one of the residents there on one of those days. Mr. Alvey at work again. And you notice that most of it is dredge material. There's some poles or some material that's mixed in there with it. These were all pictures taken from almost 3 days. I'll go back to that picture and leave that there. Staff summary recommendation. Staff believes that the continued dredging operation that occurred at Mr. Alvey's property are a clear violation of Chapter 12 of Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia and necessitates marine resources enforcement action. The commission has previously warned Mr. Alvey that future incidents would result in enforcement action. According, in light of the current information, staff has no recourse but to recommend that the commission find Mr. Alvey in violation of 28.2, 1203, and 28.2, 1212 of the Code of Virginia. and refer to the Commonwealth's Attorney and the Attorney General, respectively, for the appropriate enforcement action, including possible restoration and civil penalties.
Questions of Mr. Bacon?
Did he get
Mr. Schick?
Did he give any explanation what he was doing?
I talked to Mr. Alvey a couple times on the phone. He is under the understanding that he does not need a permit to do the dredging. That he was just taking up stuff on the bottom because it used to be a marina there and there were some sunken boats there. He said he was taking up stuff on the bottom, as he did in 2005, was his excuse for that too.
Further questions? Counsel?
Is the individual who provided you with the photographs willing to testify? Recognizing Mr. Alvey's reputation?
I cannot answer that right now. He is in the Bahamas right now. I cannot answer that question.
This court subpoenas him. He doesn't have a whole lot of choice.
You know what he says when he shows up?
Be a tough
picture's worth a thousand words.
You'd authenticate the photographs.
That's correct.
And I'm not saying not to do it. I'm just saying if you're preferring this for criminal prosecution and for potential civil litigation, you need to indicate the provability of the case.
Let me ask you this hypothetical question, counsel. I understand the need to authenticate the photographs. However, if the court in its mind determines that the person is in the photograph is indeed Mr. Alvey, do they still have to be specifically authenticated as to the time and date they were taken? Okay. Well, I think what we should consider is having law enforcement interact with Habitat Management. If we decide to pursue action, we can basically have enforcement, law enforcement, go and conduct an interview with the actual photographer and provide an investigative report as to what they're willing to do and not willing to do from a law enforcement perspective. Matters. Is Mr. Alvey here? Darn. The matter's before the commission for action. I would like a motion from the commission. Mr. Schick.
I move that we pursue the avenue of getting a law enforcement together with Habitat Management, conduct interviews, and then report back to us next month on their findings. I do know this area. It is nothing but filled in silt and stuff like that, and that area looks at every bit of what you see there. But he still needs a permit to do what he's going to do.
Especially after he's been told.
Yes.
Second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Dr. McConaughey for the discussion. Just so we're clear, I want to make sure they report back next month.
Next month, right.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Get with Colonel Rhodes and y'all can... Yes, Mr. Bacon.
The only thing is he's in the Bahamas. He told me for a month or two, so I don't know.
All you've got to do is let us know that you couldn't get to him. But you get the law enforcement, they're pretty resourceful. Maybe be able to track him down and get a phone call to him.
Can fly down there?
capacity of the airplane, unless you're leaving from Fort Lauderdale, it's going to be a little tough.